Hilchos Mekach u'Memkar, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Hagboho koine mikol mokoim. Lifting up an object, that type of kinyan works in all circumstances. V'hu hakinyan hechoshuv yoiser mikol hakniyos. That's the most special kinyan of all the different ways of transacting, of affecting a kinyan, an acquisition. That's considered the best one. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Al pi hamavoyer b'divrei Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, al posel ki seitze la'melchama. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 280 in Likut Imran. And note, Rav Nosson Zal refers to Rabbeinu Zal as Neira Yoyer, which means he's writing this while Rabbeinu Zal is still alive. The halacha alephs, in most cases, were written while Rabbeinu Zal was living, and Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal, I want you to look into the Shulchan Aruch using my teachings, using the Likutei Imran, the Sipurei Maaseis, the Sefer Amidos, to bring forth new revelations, new chidushim from the Shulchan Aruch by putting together Chassidus and Halacha. Shebechinas Masu Matan Hu Shenoisin Umeirimim Hadovor. The concept of doing business, which in Hebrew is called Masa Umaton. Masa means to lift up. Noso yesroish b'nei Yisroel. Shenoisin umeirimim hadover. We elevate the thing. Umeishivin v'noisin oisei l'mekoimoi. And we put it back to its proper place. Hainu. What this really means. Shemeirimin umalin hanitzoisois. Hameluboshim shon. We elevate the holy sparks that are cloaked in the different things that we're doing business with. Sheze ikar humasu matan. That's the real main reason behind doing business. Lehalois nitzoitzois. It's all about elevating holy sparks. Ayin Shom, look over there in that chapter of Likut Imran. Veze nase alidei hu emuna shebemasu matan. The way that that's accomplished, the way that we elevate those holy sparks, is through the emuna, the trustworthiness and the faith with which we conduct business. Kama shekosuv, as the Gemara says, that when a Jew comes before the heavenly court, they ask the person, nososo venosato be'emuna. Did you conduct business with emuna, dahainu, sheyihye ne'emon bediburoi? That a person should be reliable and responsible regarding his word, livli l'shanoi siburoi, not to go back on his word. When he says he's going to do something, when he says he's going to sell something for a certain price or he's going to buy something, he makes sure to go through with it. Paragraph Beis. V'hine kol hakniois hu kedei l'kayim hamasu matan shelo yishana oid. All types of kinyan, when a person makes a kinyan, the reason why it's being done is to establish, to close the deal so that neither side should be able to change their mind, to go back on it in any way. V'zehu b'chinas hagbo. And this is also the concept behind the kinyan of hagbo, lifting something up. Shehu kinyan choshu b'yoser, which is the best kind of kinyan. Ki ha-hagbo hu shemagbia mamish hadovor. Because hagba means that you're physically lifting the thing up. V'noisoi umeirimoi, he's elevating it. L'hashivoi l'mekoimoi, to restore it to its place. Bebechinas masu matan kanal, which we said before, is the whole spiritual tikkun of conducting business. Ki ha-hagbo hi min horetz. Because the standard form of hagbo is lifting the thing up from the ground. Sheshom nefilas hanitzoitzois. Because when we talk about holy sparks falling, that's where they fall usually. They fall to the ground. Kinoflu mamish mishomayim loretz. Because as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, as a result of other sins that people do, they cause holy sparks to fall, to come down from heaven to earth. Ve'ikar ha-hagbo hi bayodayim. And the standard form of the kinyan of hagbo is done with the hands. Shehem bechinas emuna. And we know that the hands, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, represent emuna. As the pasuk says in Chumash, Vayehi yodo v'emuna. His hands were outstretched in a display of faith, in an expression of faith, in tefillah. Valyidei ha-hagbor shemagbioi biyodov min aretz. Therefore, by a Jew performing this kinyan of hagbor, where he lifts an object with his hands up from the ground, hu magbia umeirim hanitzoitzois min tefilosim kanal alyidei hu emuna shebiyadayim. He's actually on a spiritual level. He's elevating the holy sparks that are found in that thing. He's lifting it up through emuna, using emuna, which is represented by the hands. Vazai niskayim hamekach. And then the deal is closed permanently. Me'acha shekvar nistakna va'olso emuna. Because of the fact that the emuna was elevated and it got a tikkun. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Ki eso el shomayim yodi. I will lift up my hand to heaven. We said the holy sparks started in heaven, they fell down to earth, and now using the hand, by elevating the physical object that we're trying to acquire, we're elevating it on a spiritual level also. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Se'u yedeichem kodesh. Lift up your hands in holiness. Dehainu shemagbiyim ho emuna. Im hanitzutzois el hakidusha. We're elevating the faith with the holy sparks. We're elevating it to a place of holiness. Vazai yefsher l'shanois hamekach oid. And once that's been done, the deal can no longer be canceled or changed. Dehainu lekalkel emunas diburoi ulshanoisoi. The person can no longer change the trustworthiness of his words. He must stick to, he must uphold his word. Ki kvar also hu emuna im hanitzoitzes shebamasu matin, because the emuna has already been elevated together with the holy sparks that were found in that item that's being transacted, v'nistakna, and it was repaired. Vaydeze niskayim hamasu matin. And this is what makes the transaction permanent. Because this is really the concept behind business. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeo b'chinas kinyan sudar shu kinyan choshuv ma'oid u'moyel b'chol mokoyim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain another type of kinyan where a person uses a garment, a handkerchief, a yarmulke, or any article of clothing in order to, again, both sides, the buyer and seller, hold on to it, and thereby a transaction is consummated. And Rav Nosson Zal says that's also a very important type of kinyan that works in all kinds of situations. Ki kol hamasu matan hu chalipin. Because in reality, Rav Nosson Zal says, whenever people are doing any type of business, it's a form of barter. It's a form of exchange. Dehainu, sheze noisin loze, dovor, ze, umekabel badoi dovor acher. A is giving to B a certain object, and he's receiving, instead of what he gave him, he's receiving something else instead. Either he's receiving a different object, they're trading objects, oi mois, or he's getting paid for the thing he gave him. Hainu shemachlifin hanitzoitzois hakdoishim hanafulim shiesh b'chol davar, which means we're exchanging those holy sparks that have fallen, that are found in all kinds of objects in this world, utzrichin lahaloisam, and we need to elevate them, ukishemagia hazman shekvar kolu v'nifsiku hanitzoitzois hashayochim lechelkei nefesh ruach haneshama shaloi, and when the time has arrived that the holy sparks that are found in this object have already received whatever tikkun I can effect on them with my nefesh ruach haneshama, ve'ief shaloi lahaloi soit hanitzoitzes hanishorim, there's no longer anything that I can do further to help the holy sparks that are still found in that object, Azayt sorach lamochroi lacher. Then the time has come for me to sell it to a different person. Who has the nefesh ruach neshama that's needed to apply the next phase of tikkun to that object. Let's say, for example, I own a car, and the car has sparks in it, holy sparks in it, that have fallen from heaven, fallen to a low place into this physical world, and those sparks are found in that car. And I use that car for a period of time to accomplish certain mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. When the time comes that I have finished applying all the tikkunim that I possibly can with my nefesh, ruach, neshama to that car, but there are still holy sparks in that car that need a tikkun, it's time for me to sell it to the next person whose nefesh, ruach, neshama is not the same as mine. And he has the ability, he's the next person on the assembly line, that by his having that car in his possession for a few weeks or a few years or whatever it is, and by his using the car to do the mitzvahs that he's going to do, he's going to affect further the tikkun of the sparks that have not yet been corrected by me. He'll correct those sparks. V'hu mekabel mechaveroi dover achra shayach lechelkei nefesh ruach neshama shaloi. And the car receives from this other person the tikkunim that are shayach to his nefesh ruach neshama. Ukemuvu mizeh b'maymar vayimi keitz. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this also in chapter 54 in Likut Imran. V'chol hanitzoitzois heim nitzoitzei hamalchus. And we know from the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus, that whenever we talk about these holy sparks, they are associated with the sphere of Malchus. Another word for that is the Shekhinah. The holy sparks of the Shekhinah, the holy sparks of the Malchus. Kimuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Ne'er, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, in chapter 29 in Likut Imran. Nimtza, sheshom sharoshei kol hanitzoitzois. So therefore, it's in the Malchus that are rooted all of these holy sparks. That's the source and the origin of all of these holy sparks that have fallen. V'alkein, shom babegodim nechozim haklipois b'shipulecho, kayodua. And it's therefore that the Sforim tell us that it's in our clothing that the klipois are able to attach themselves to. Different parts of the clothing, the ends of the clothing, the hem of the clothing, that's where the klipois are able to attach themselves to try to be able to draw spiritual energy and strength. Shezer b'chinas tzitzis al kanfei habegodim. This is one of the reasons why we wear tzitzis on the corners of our garments, kidei legarshom, in order to chase away those klipois who want to try to draw from our clothing. And also, as the Gemara says, Hani mani derabonon debolu, those articles of clothing that rabbis wear, that wear out, that we see they're worn out in the corners, mechuf yedetu. It comes from these klipois, these forces of tuma that try to attach themselves to the corners and try to draw power and energy and strength from there. Kishom heim nechosim kanal, because that's where they're attached. V'zebechinas, this is also what the Pasuk says. Hashem says that there's going to come a time in the future when lechois bekanfoi so'oretz, Hashem is going to grab on to the corners of the world, v'yinaru reshoim imeno, and shake off the reshoim from those corners which they're trying to hold on to. These corners are related to the four corners of the garment, the talus, on which we put on tzitzis. It's from there that these reshoim get shaken off and removed. Shehem haklipois, they're referred to as these klipois. Kishom hoyu nechosin mitchilo, because that's where they were attached to in the beginning. V'ze b'chinas kinyan sudar shekoinen mize laze. And with this, we'll understand this form of kinyan called sudar, where we use a garment to transfer ownership of something from one person to another. Dehainu, sheze loikeach biyodoi knaf bigdoi shel chaveroi. One person, Reuven, holds on to the corner of the garment of Shimon. Shal yidei ze male hanitzoitzois min haklipois hanechozim biknaf habed kanal. By doing that, he elevates the sparks and removes them from the hands of the klipos, the tuma, which was attached to the corner of the garment. Ki kol echod tzorich lahagbia o lahalois nitzoitzois shehoyu adato eitzel chaveroi. Because every single Jew has to elevate the holy sparks, which until now were found by somebody else, and he did whatever he could to elevate those sparks. Now it's my turn. Now it becomes my turn to continue the process. Shezehu ikar hamasu matan. This is the whole concept of people doing business. Shehu b'chinas chalipin kanal, which we said involves exchanges, barter. V'zeh nase al yidei shelokeach knaf bigdoi shel chaveroi. And one of the ways that we do this is by one person, Reuven, holding on to the corner of the garment of Shimon. Sheshom shoroshei kol hanitzutzois. That's where all of these holy sparks are rooted. They're rooted in the malchus. And the malchus is the garments. The kovoy, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korelei lamani mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kovoy, and kovoy is malchus, melech hakovoy. Vehu mekablom. Now this person who grabbed onto the corner of the garment of his friend, now he receives those nitzoytzois. The koina oisam, he acquires them. Umala oisam in aklipos. And he does what he can to elevate these nitzoytzos another level from the klipos. Vizehu kinyan sudar. This is the kinyan of sudar. Vayideze niskayim hamasumatn. And through this, the transaction is confirmed. Kize ikar kiyum v'tikan hamasumatn lahalos hanitzoytzos. Because again, this is the main reason behind business, to elevate these sparks. Vizena saide abagodim daika kanal. And it's accomplished through clothing specifically. V'alkein haminhog liknois biknaf habeged kanal. Now you understand why the custom is specifically to grab onto the corner of the garment. When people do kinyan sudar, he holds onto the corner of the garment. V'chol zeh nasa yidei hayodayim. And again, this is done using the hands. Ki kinyan sudar bayodayim. Because we said before, the key to being able to elevate those sparks is emuna, which is associated with yodayim. Vayhi yodov emuna. Now, Rav Nosson Zal offers another explanation. Paragraph Dalid. Gam inyan kinyan sudar al pi amaymar hayman dosa laminsiv. The kinyan sudar can also be understood by what Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 29 in Likut Imran. Ayin shom heitev. Study that chapter well. Ukvar mevoyer mizeh le'el k'tzas b'ilchus shutfim b'karka. Rav Nosson Zal says, I already elaborated on that topic, on that chapter in Likut Imran, in Hilchus Shutfin B'karka. Because the tikkun of transactions in business and the tikkun of clothing is one. V'tikkunam al yedei lavnunis. The way that one makes that tikkun is through whiteness, hanimshach min amoyach, which is drawn from the brain, from the white matter of the brain. That's how we effect a tikkun, a repair, a perfection of the garments. Bebchinas begodim levonim. As we find the Torah speaks about, when a person commits sins, his clothing is referred to as being dirty, soiled, bloodied, red. When the clothing is cleaned, when it's perfectly cleaned, it's referred to as white, white clothing, begodim levonim. Ayin Shom Hetev, look in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this a lot, about the whole concept of cleansing the clothing and about a person doing tshuva, rectifying, correcting everything they need to do, and that's referred to as whitening the clothing. V'zeo gam kein tikun adibur. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal also associates that with the tikun for speech. V'zeo gam kein tikun amasu matin. And that's also the tikun of business being transacted. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chof Tes and Likutei Moran. V'al kein kol hamasu matin nasai de begodim. And this is why transacting business is done through kinyan sudar, with garments. Kihein bechina achas kanal. Because it's one tikkun. The clothing is an aspect of malchus, and the masu matin be'emuna is an aspect of malchus. It's all a concept of a tikkun of the malchus. Ukeshemekabel kinyan, and when a person follows through one of these procedures in the Torah that's called a kinyan, making a legal acquisition, Azai mamshich tikun habegodim l'toy chamasu matin. By doing that, the person is drawing the tikun of the garments into their business. Vazai hamasu matin kitikunoi. And then whatever business they're doing is kosher, it's proper. Bebechinas begodim levonim. It's like white garments. Vaydeze niskayim. And that's what establishes, makes whatever agreement, whatever transaction they made, it makes it permanent. Ki pegam amasumatn hu bechinas pegam hadomim shel hashesa giden. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that when a person is doing business improperly, when a person is lying and cheating and stealing and those things, that's referred to as a pegam in the blood of the 365 tendons in the body. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki avoinoisai ovru roishi, my sins have grown, they've gone over my head, ki maso koved yichpedu mimeni, like a heavy burden, they're heavy on me. But note the word that's used, maso. Maso means burden, and maso is also maso matin, conducting business. From Ashikosuf Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this over there. Veze pegam habegodim al yidei kesen. And this is the concept of clothing becoming damaged through a stain. Shehu gam kein pegam hadomim, which is also a concept of a pegam in the blood, blood stain, bebechinas dam nidois, the impure blood of nida chas v'shon. K'may shekos v'shon, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this over there. V'ze bi'atzmoi ha-pegam shel ha-meshan ha-dibur u'meshaker b'diburon. And it's exactly the same type of damage as one who changes, who goes back on his word, or he lies. Ki sheker, because lying comes about through a spoilage in the blood. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran. Omri Be'akiva kishetagi el avnei shayish. V'zeu gam kein b'chinas dibur she'enoi nishma. She'enoi dibur klal. Hanem rasham b'rei shamayim ranam. Rabbeinu Zal, over there in the beginning of chapter 29 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal writes that when a person speaks and their words are not being heard, they're not being listened to, that speech is not called speech. In order for something to be considered a valid form of speech, it's got to be words which the people that hear it are willing to accept it. V'hu al yidei she'ein boi toiv. Rabbeinu Zal says what causes that to happen is when the dibur does not have toiv in it, doesn't have good in it. K'may shekosuv shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the beginning of chapter 29, shezeu gam kein b'chinas sheker. This is similar to a lie. The haynu hameshana b'dibur, a person who changes, goes back on his word. Ki'ilu loy diber klal. So again, he's making it as, I never said that. I never said, you did say it. He's saying that my words don't count. My words are nothing. V'zeo gam kein b'chinas dibur she'eino nishma. And this is also the concept of a dibur that's not heard, that's not listened to. Ki shikra loy koi. Because the Gemara says, sheker does not have any permanence to it. It cannot stand up permanently. The ein shoymen diburei klal. People don't listen to what the person says at all. K'may shekosuv, as it says in the Gemara, kach onshon shel badoin, that this is the punishment of liars. Shafilu oymer emes ein shoymen loy. That even when he's telling the truth, people don't listen to him anymore because they know that he lied in the past, that they're assuming that what he's saying now is a lie also. And how much more so, kishu kulay sheker, when a person is only lying, she'ein diburay nishma, that person's words are not heard, ve'einoy dibur klal, that person's words don't count, they don't rate to be called dibur. V'zeh al yidei she'ein boi toiv, that's because it doesn't have good in it, ki ha'sheker hu ra v'hatuma, because sheker is the opposite of toiv, it's ra, it's evil, and it's impurity. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran. V'yalkein, al yidei ha-kinyin hu mamshich b'chinas tikkun ha-begodim. Therefore, by performing one of the kinyonim that's defined in the Torah, one of the forms of acquisition that's defined in the Torah, like we said before, hagba or kinyon sudar, the person is mamshir, the tikkun of the garments, with the sudar, he's holding on to the garment, the corner of the garment. Shehu tikkun ha-masumat, tikkun ha-dibur, shebechin es dibur emes, v'azai yefshel ha-shan ha-soyim. But we said before, again, the garments and the business are similar. They're both tikkun ha-malchus, tikkun of the holy sparks in the malchus, which is the tikkun for the dibur. And once the dibur has a tikkun, then the dibur is emes, it's true, and then there's no going back on it. There's no changing your mind, changing your words. I didn't say it, all of those kind of things. We'll hold it over here. Paragraph A.